大家早上好。
Morning, brothers.
我们先打开希伯来书第十二章。
First Hebrew chapter 12.
我们要读第十六
verse 16
希伯来书第十二章第十六节
Hebrew chapter 12 verse 16
恐怕有淫乱的有贪恋世俗如以扫的他因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了
That there be no immoral and godless person like Esau who sold his own birthright for a single meal.
我们再读创世纪三十六章。
Then turn to Genesis chapter 36.
创世纪三十六章，我们读十二节。
Verse 12.
这章告诉我们以扫和亚玛利的关系。
Here it tells us the relationship between Esau and Amalek.
廷娜是以扫儿子以法的妾，他给法生了亚玛利，这是以扫的妻子亚大的子孙。
Timnah was a concubine of Esau's son Eliphaz, and she bore Amalek to Eliphaz.They are the sons of Esau's wife, Ada.
这张圣经让我们看见亚玛利是以扫的子孙，所以亚玛利人是以扫的后代。
Here, this verse shows us Amalek is the son of Esau. Therefore, Amalek is the future generation of Esau.
然后我们要读创世纪第十七章。
Then we turn Genesis chapter 17.
从十四节读到十六节。
Verse 14 to 16.
这里面我们要发现，亚玛利人是以色列人世代代的仇敌。十七章。
Here it tells us that Amalekites is actually the base of the people of Israel from generation to generation.
而且是神这样启示。说的
And actually God himself revealed this
好我们读十四节耶和华对摩西说我要将亚玛利的名号从天下全然涂抹了你要将这话写在书上做纪念又念给约书亚听摩西筑了一座坛起名叫耶和华尼西又说耶和华已经起了誓，必世世代代和亚玛利人征战。
It's actually Exodus, not Genesis. Exodus chapter 17, verse 14 to 16. Then the Lord said to Moses, Write this in the book as a memorial and recite it to Joshua that I will utterly blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. Moses built an altar and named it The Lord is my banner. And he said, The Lord swore, The Lord will war against Amalek from generation to generation.
很少在圣经上有这样一种人被这样的说到
There is rarely such a person who mentioned in the Bible
世世代代神都要与亚玛利人征战
And from generation to generation God will have a war against Amalek
而且神要将亚玛利的名号从天下全然涂抹
And in addition and God actually will utterly blot out the memory of the Amalek from under heaven
所以早晨呢我们真是要来一同来思想什么是亚玛利人
So this morning we would like to consider who are Amalek
为什么耶和华这样的恨恶亚玛利人
Why God hate Amalek
亚玛利人在今天我们生活里面他在属灵里面代表什么
And what is the spiritual meaning of Amalek in our daily living
我们读哥林多后书四章
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
给我们一把钥匙，看什么是在属灵里面的亚玛利人。
It gave us a key to show us what is the spiritual meaning of Amalek.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第十八节。
Verse 18。
好，我们一起来读好不好
？Let's read together。
哥林多后书第四章第十八节。好，来，原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。好，我们最后再读雅各书第四章。
Lastly, let's turn to James 4, chapter 4.
我们要从第十三节读到第十七节。
From verse 13 to 17.
嗨，你们有话说，今天、明天，我们要到城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。其实天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。现今你们既以张狂夸口，凡这样夸口的都是恶的。人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
James chapter 4 verse 13 to 17. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit.Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你，早晨是你极大的恩典，让我们一同聚集在你的脚前。
Lord, we thank you and praise you because of your mercy, we may gather together this morning before your feet.
我们也谢谢你把这个诗歌赐给我们。
We thank you for the hymns you gave us.
我们也感谢那诗人有这样的一个感动，说我们宁愿有耶稣。
We thank you for the burden and move that you place in the author of this hymn that we rather have Jesus.
是吧？你何等的喜悦！如果今天我们每一个在座的弟兄姊妹都能从我们的灵里面来说，我们宁愿有主耶稣。
You're so pleased that every single brother and sister here may say from the depths of their heart that we rather have Jesus.
我们求圣灵再来在我们心中来工作。
May the Holy Spirit continue working in our heart.
一方面让我们看见耶稣基督的宝贵。
On one hand, we may see the preciousness of Lord Jesus.
我们也看见这世界上器物它的暂时性。
And we may also see the nature of the things on this world.
这我们也能够和四个诗人有同样的心智，能够说我们在地上宁愿有主耶稣。
So we may have the same heart and mind as the author has, that we rather have Jesus in this world.
我们把这样的时间仰望在主的手中。
We commit the following time in your hand.
因为人的言语的有限。
Because our words are so limited.
因此我们需要圣灵的帮助。
So we need a help of the Holy Spirit.
求主抓住我们每一个人。
May you capture our heart.
把我们紧紧地握在你的手中。
May you get hold of us in your hand.
好叫这一段时间不至于枉然。
So the following time we now be.In vain.
我们这样的祈求是奉靠我们主耶稣基督的名求。
We ask in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 早晨我们读了希伯来书十六章里面，那么有一句话，他告诉我们那句话说，以扫因为一点食物，把自己长子的名分都卖了。
And we just read Hebrew chapter 12 verse 16. Esau actually sold his birthright, single meal.
我想这个故事我们大家都知道的。
I believe everybody is very familiar with this story.
我很小的时候就读过这个故事。
I read the story from my youth.
可能不到五岁我就读过这个故事。
Maybe when I was about 5 years old.
因为在主日学里面呢，这个故事是一定要讲的。
So in the Sunday school teaching, and this story must be told.
我想我们在座的每一位也都读了这个故事。
I believe every brother sisters also read this story.
而且我们读到这个故事的时候啊，我们都觉得这个以扫实在是太愚昧了。
So when we read the story, we feel like Esau was very foolish.
哪有这么愚昧的人呢？把自己长子的名分 就卖了为了一点点的食物。
How come he's so foolish that he was willing to sold his birthright for a thing, for a little bit of food?
那一天以扫打猎回来的时候非常的饥饿和口渴。
At that time, Esau was very hungry and thirst after he come back from the field.
他的弟弟雅各在那里那个红豆汤。
And Jacob was cooking some stew.
所以以扫就说呢，给我一点这个红豆汤。
So Esau said to Jacob, "Quick, let me have some of that red stew."
雅各说呢，不要那么快，你先把长子的名分卖给我。
Jacob replied, "Just wait a second. First, sell me your birthright."
以扫说我已经快要死了，这个长子的名分对我有什么益处呢？
And Esau said, "Look, I'm about to die. What good is the birthright to me?"
他就发誓把这个长子的名分卖给了雅各。
So he swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob.
雅各就把一点面包和红豆汤给了以扫，来换他长子的名分。
So Jacob gave Esau some bread and some lentil stew for the birthright.
那圣经上说，以扫轻看他长子的名分。
So Bible mentioned that Esau despised his birthright.
这代表什么意义哈？
What this means?
这里面有什么事情我们可以学习的？
What things we can learn from this instant?
好，这个学习就在后书那第四章里面。
And the learning is actually from 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
这个饼和这个红豆汤代表我们可以看见的事物。
The bread and then the red stew actually represent the things that are unseen.
是暂时的。
It's a temporal.
虽然是可以看见的，但是暂时的。
Even though they're unseen.But they are temporal.
长子的名分呢，代表看不见的。
The birthright represents things that are not seen.
但是是永远的。
But it's eternal.
对于这个以扫来讲的话，那长子的名分虽然是永远的，但是看不见的。
For Esau, even though the birthright is eternal, but it's not seen.
这个红豆汤呢，和这个饼虽然是暂时的，但是看得见、抓得到、摸得着的。
For Esau, the bread and the red stew, it's something that is can be seen, but it's temporal. It can be touched.
为了这个暂时的、摸着着的、看得见的东西呢，以扫就轻看了那个看不见的、永远的。
So Esau despised the birthright that is eternal for the things that are temporal.
这个红豆汤和食物可以满足以扫暂时的需要。
So this red stew and the food can satisfy Esau temporarily.
可以满足他当时的饥饿和干渴。
Can satisfy his hunger and thirst.
但是他就牺牲了他将来那个永远的福分。
At the expense of his eternal blessing.
牺牲这个将来永远的福分，为着这个暂时的满足，值不值得呢？
Is it worthwhile to give up the birthright that is something eternal for the single meal that is something temporal?
我想我们每一个人都知道，每一个人都有这样的智慧说，这是不值得的。
I believe everybody has this wisdom to say that this is not worthwhile.
不值得为了暂时的满足牺牲了永远的福分。
It's not worthwhile to sacrifice the eternal blessing for the temporal session.
但是这是我们常常做的事情。
But this is something we often practice.
这是我们基督徒常常做的一件事情。
This is something we often do.
我们为了暂时的需要，我们忽略了这个永远的福分。
And for a temporal need, we ignore the eternal blessing.
好，什么是我们今天那个永远的福分？
What is our eternal blessing?
什么是我们长子的名分？
What is our birthright?
我们长子的名分呢，就是今天我们可以有这个权利，随时随地来到主的面前。
So our birthright is that we have this privilege to draw near to the Lord every day.
得以亲近神是我们长子的名分。
And drawing near to the Lord is our birthright.
在旧约的时候，大祭司一年一次在赎罪日的时候得以进入至圣所。
So in the Old Testament, only the high priest is able to enter into the Holy of Holy once a year.
在那一天呢，整个犹太地都要吹角。
So on that day, sounded a trumpet throughout the land.
来提醒每一个犹太人，那一天大祭司要进那个至圣所。
The trumpet reminded the people of Israel that the high priest would soon enter into the presence.
而今天呢，进入至圣所，成为我们每一个神儿女的这个长子的名分。
And now this entering into the presence of the Lord.Become our birthright.
这是我们的一个权利。
This is our privilege.
这也是我们永远的一个福分。
This is our eternal blessing.
但是今天我们常常为了一个暂时的需要而忽略了这个长子的名分。
And oftentimes we ignore this eternal blessing for a temporal thing.
因为我们生活上的忙碌。
Because we're so busy.
因为我们生活上的需要。
Because of our need.
因此我们忽略了那个长子的名分。
Therefore, we neglect the birthright.
就是我们得以常常来亲近神。
Which is the privilege allow us to come near to the Lord.
从这个角度来看呢，和以扫是非常像的。
From this if you see this from this perspective, we're the same as Esau.
为着暂时的事，我们忽略了永远的事。
But the things that is temporal, we can neglect the things that are eternal.
什么是长子的名分呢
？What is birthright?
长子的名分乃是有明白神旨意奥秘的那个权利。
So the birthright is the privilege that we can understand and know the will of God.
哥罗西书告诉我们呢、啊，在历世历代，神有一个隐藏的奥秘。
So from Corinthians we see that there is an eternal secret from
generation
to generation. 但是如今呢，
向圣徒显明了。
But now it's revealed to the saints.
那个神的那个儿女有这个权利。来认识他旨意的奥秘。
The children of God has this privilege to understand His will and purpose.
这是长子的名分。
This is our birthright.
那我们既然有了这个名分，我们有没有这个渴慕和追求
？With this birthright, do we have this longing?
来认识神旨意的奥秘。
To understand will.
如果我们为了上的这些忙碌和需要，忽略了明白神永远旨意的奥秘，那我们和以扫是没有两样。
It will be we will have no difference with Esau if we're so busy and then ignore the privilege to understand God's will and purpose.
得着圣灵的恩膏是长子的名分。
To receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit is our birthright.
这个名分是神从死里复活以后为我们赚来的。
And this birthright was given at the time that our Lord Jesus was resurrected.
神付了极大的代价，让今天我们能够承受圣灵的恩膏。
So our Lord Jesus has paid such a great price for us, so that we may receive the anointing.
而圣灵在凡事上亲自来教导我们。
And the anointing teaches us in all things.
我们有没有顺服这个圣灵的教导呢？
We obey to the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
如果在生活上这些许许多多
for all those things in our daily life,
或者为了这个世上的追求，我们忽略了圣灵的指导
or in order to pursue all the things in the world, and we neglect the teaching of the anointing,
不能顺从圣灵的带领
and we are not able to obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
为这世上的追求
for all the pursuit in the world.
那我们是不是也像以扫一样呢？
Are we the same as Esau?
我们为了那个一点点的食物，我们就把长子的名分卖掉了。
We sell the birthright for just a little bit of food.
我们常常不明白这个长子的名分，就像以扫不明白长子的名分。
Oftentimes, the way we don't understand the meaning of the birthright, just like the way that the Esau didn't understand the meaning of the birthright.
以扫说这个长子的名分与我有何益处呢？
Because Esau mentioned that what is good, the birthright to me.
我所需要的就是现在的食物。
All I need is the food.
我们也常常如此。
We often like this.
我们没有看见那将来神给我们的基业的丰盛。
And we could the eternal inheritance that is such abundant.
我们只注重我目前的需要。
We only pay attention to the momentary need.
我们知道在圣经里面告诉我们，那个以扫的后代就是亚玛利人。
So the Bible told us the sons of Esau is Amalek.
亚玛利人是以色列人世世代代的仇敌。
The Amalekites were the enemy of the people of Israel from generation to generation.
如果你记得的话，当以色列人出了埃及以后
If you remember when the people of Israel came out of Egypt.
他们在出埃及以后第一个敌人是谁啊？
What is, was the first enemy when they came out of the Egypt?
第一个来攻打以色列人的人是谁啊？
Who was the first one to have a war against the Israelites?
岂不是亚玛利人吗？
Was it the Amalekites?
因此在那个时候啊，神就说了非常严厉的话。
God said such a very serious word.
神说他要起誓，要世世代代亚玛利人征战。
Because God said, God has swore the Lord will have war against the Amalek from generation to generation.
而且要把他们的名号从天下涂抹。
And then he will utterly blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven.
也许你读的时候觉得很奇怪，为什么神对亚玛利人这么还要这么严厉呢？
You're very surprised at how God is become so serious when it comes to Amalekites.
为什么要把他们除掉呢？
Why he want to block out the memory of Amalek?
为什么要与他们世世代代征战呢？
Why God want to raise a war against Amalek?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不除掉亚玛利人的话，亚玛利人就要除掉我们。
If we cannot get rid of Amalekites, then Amalekites will get rid of us.
你记不记得在以斯帖记里面有一个人叫哈曼？
Do you remember when you remember there's a official
Haman.
Called Haman?
那哈曼的是谁的儿？是谁的后代？是亚甲的后代。
Haman was the son of Agag.
亚甲就是亚玛利人。
Agag is an Amalekite.
你看到了以斯帖的世代，要把整个以色列人除掉，连一流的。
So in the time of Ezra.Esther, and then Esther.
Haman 要把以色列人除掉。
Haman want to get rid of all the Israelites.
差一点点，以色列人就被消灭掉了。
And then all the Israelites were almost killed.
就是亚玛利人做的事情啊。
And that's what was that was the things that the Amalekites did.
你现在明白了为什么神说要把亚玛利人的名号从天下抹去。
Now you understand why God want to blot out the memory of Amalek from.
因为亚玛利人将来要把以色列人的名号从天下抹去的。
Because the Amalekites was trying to block out the memory of Israelites from under heaven.
当大卫要做这个以色列王的时候
，When David about to become a king of Judah,
他要打一场最后的一个征战。
And then the last battle he had.
那个最后征战是谁？跟谁征战呢？
With whom David was in war?
也是亚玛利人。
Amalekites.
你看出埃及第一个征战到大卫做王的最后一个征战都是亚玛利人。
So the first battle the Israelites faced after they came out from Egypt, and the last battle David faced before he became a king was with Amalekites.
所以今天我们每一个蒙恩得救的人啊，我们都是走在这个旷野当中。
For us who saved by grace, we all walk in the wilderness.
所以今天我们有一个最大的敌人，这个敌人就是亚玛利人。
The biggest enemy we have is the Amalekites.
所以我们今天必须要认识什么是亚玛利人。
Therefore, we must come to know who are Amalekites.
因为他是我们最大的敌人。
Because they are our greatest enemy.
如果我们不认识他的话，有一天他要把我们除掉的。
And if we don't understand them, and one day they will get rid of us.
那什么是亚玛利人呢？
And what are Amalekites?
今天的亚玛利人又是谁呢？
And who are the Amalekites today?
亚玛利人是撒旦手中的工具。
Amalekites is the instrument in the hands of Satan.
那要在我神的儿中做一件事情。
And then actually he would do one thing among the children of God.
就是让所有神的儿女顾念所见的事而不顾念所不见的事。
It's to cause all the children of God to look at the things that are unseen, not the things that are not seen.
这是亚玛利人。
These is the Amalekites.
在神的儿女当中我们蒙恩得救的那一天开始亚玛利人就在我们周围。
Among the children of God, from the day we were saved, Amalekites were among us.
在我们的周围，在我们的身上做一件工作。
And then they're doing one thing among us.
让我们顾念那个所见的事情。
To cause us to look at things that are unseen.
不让我们顾念那所不见的事情。
Not the things that are not seen.
那什么是那个具体的事呢？
Then what is the things?
这个亚玛利人大概有三种啊。
There are three kinds of Amalekites.
第一种呢，是我们生活中的那些需要。
And the first thing is the need in our daily life.
我们生活里面有很多很多的不同的需要。
We have a difference in life.
那这些需要呢，都是正当的。
And all these needs is actually appropriate.
但是呢，亚玛利人就用这些生活上的需要，让我们不顾念那个看不见的事。
However, the Amalekites would use all these needs to cause us to look at things that are not seen, and not to look at things that are seen.
生活中的需要是正当的。
The daily need is appropriate.
但是亚玛利人要让我们的注意力完全注重在我们今天的需要上面。
But Amalekites would turn all our attention to the things that are seen.
而忽略到那个永远的事情。
And so that we ignore the things that are eternal.
还有第二种亚玛利人。
And second kind of Amalekites.
这第二种亚玛利人就是我们生活里面的那些艰难和困苦。
It's the difficulties in our life.
亚玛利人用我们生活间所经历的困苦和艰难，让我们注重在我们的困难中。
So Amalekites would use all this difficult environment.To turn our attention, our eyes, to focus on all this environment.
因此我们就忘记了那将来看不见的事情。
Therefore, we forget all the things that are not seen.
还有第三种亚玛利人。
And third kinds of Amalekites.
这第三种呢，亚玛利人就是他会创造在我们生活里面创造一些事物，是能够消耗我们时间的东西。
So Amalekites would actually create.Or invent something that would consume our time.
让我们的注意力集中在这些没有意义的事情上。
So we would focus something that is meaningless.
然后我们就忘记，就忽略了那永远的事。
Then we forget and neglect something that is eternal.
今天呢，有许许多的东西在我们的周围。
There are so many things around us.
能够消耗我们的时间。
To consume time.
但是我回趟哈，最近。
I recently went to Taiwan.
回台湾的时候呢，我发现了他们台湾晚上呢，很流行看那个大陆的电视剧。
So nowadays Taiwanese like to watch the TV episodes from mainland.
大陆做的那个连续剧啊，真好看。
So the TV episodes were very, very attractive.
现在他们在看那个电视剧叫《琅琊榜》。
They recently look at the TV episode called《琅琊榜》。
我告诉你啊，真好看。
Let me tell you, it is very interesting.
琅琊榜真的很好看。
It's very interesting.
但是一个晚上要花多少时间去看呢？花两个小时啊。
And they would spend 2 hours to watch that episode.
如果我们每个晚上花两个小时看《琅琊榜》的话。
If we spend 2 hours to watch the episode every night,
有什么时间来顾念那永远的事呢？
Then do we have time to pay attention to the things that are eternal?
那不仅是琅琊榜，琅琊榜只不过是一个而已啊。
So, this TV episode is just one of the many,
还有很多很多啊。
Many, many other TV episodes.
你整个晚上从礼拜一到礼拜五都看不完的。
And so you cannot watch them all from Monday to Friday.
而且不但你在网上看，你在网络上也可以看的。
Not only you can watch it on TV, you can also watch them on the internet.
我不晓得我们弟兄姊妹有没有人在网络上看那些大陆的电视剧啊
？I'm not sure if there's any brothers sisters watch those TV episodes from the internet.
你知道吗？这都是亚玛利人啊。
These are all Amalekites.
这都是亚玛利人啊。
These are all Amalekites.
他让我们这个注意力啊，我们的时间就花在这件事情上。
So it causes us to spend all our time and pay our attention to those things.
在那个两个小时里面，我保证你不会想到你长子的名分这件事情。
In those 2 hours, I guarantee that you would never think of the birthright.
你要是想到，哎，这个苏哲是怎么样啊？
啊？
主角。没关系，那个里面的主角。所以我们要看见一件事情哈。
So we must see one thing.
要认识我们生活里面的亚玛利人。
We must come to know the Amalekites in our life.
那我们现在我们每一个人身上都带着一个亚玛利人，你知道吗？
So there is Amalekites in us.
我们每一个人身上都有一个手机啊。
We have the cell phone.
这个里面有很多亚玛利人啊。
There are many Amalekites in the cell phone.
最近最流行的一个亚玛力人叫做那个 Pokemon Go.
The recent very popular Amalekites is the Pokemon Go.
你知道吗？这个你如果有在路上看到有人拿着手机这样子的话呢，他一定是在抓宝了。
If you see some person holding the mobile phone like this, he must trying to capture the Pokemon.
弟兄姊妹，抓这个虚无缥缈的东西有什么意义呢？
So, what is the meaning to try to capture those meaningless things?
那仇敌就做出这些东西呢，让地上的人把注意力就摆在这些虚无的东西上。
So see, the enemies invent all these meaningless things so that all our attention can turn to all the things.
如果你在抓那个宝的话，你脑袋里面保证不会想到你长子的名分。
If you are capturing all the Pokemons, I guarantee that you will not think of the birthright.
我们还有很多的这些这个 online 的这些 chat group。
There are lots of online chat groups.
我想 你一定也 参加不少这样的 WeChat 的群啊，或者是 Line 的群啊。
I believe you also joined many WeChat groups and other groups.
然后你真的有时间来读那些东西吗？
Do you really have enough time to read all these messages?
如果你真的花时间读每一个信息的话，
If you really spend the time to read every single message,
那你一天要花多少时间来读那些信息呢？
And how much time you're going to spend to read all this text?
在你的日常生活家庭的需要之外，再花时间读那些东西，你还有时间来想那不能看见的事情吗？
Apart from all this needs and family life, do you still have time to look at all these things?
弟兄姊妹，这就是亚玛力人。
Brother, sister, these aren't Amalekites.
用我们生活上的需要。
There, we have this a daily need.
用我们生活上的困难。
They will use our daily need. They would use all the difficulties in our life.
如果我们没有困难的时候呢，他用这些消耗我们时间的东西。
If we don't have any difficult situation, and the Amalekites would use all these things to consume our time.
让我们这个人呢，所有的时间呢都被霸占了。
So that all our time will be consumed.
你说我们就不知道，也没有时间来追求长子的名分。
Then we don't have time to pursue after the birthright.
这样亚玛力人就得胜了。
Then, Amalekites prevail.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有发现，今天我们在与亚玛力人的征战的当中？
You realize that we are now in a war against Amalekites?
那我们如何能够得胜呢？
How we can prevail?
我们能够从这样的环境里面来得胜？
How we can overcome in all this environment?
能够从这些事物里面出来，能够思想那不能看见的事呢？
How can we get ourselves out of all these things to consider that the things that are not seen?
我们要学习看当时候以色列人如何胜过亚玛力人。
We need to learn at that time how the Israelites overcome the Amalekites.
当第一次他们与亚玛力人征战的时候，摩西告诉他们说，摩西说你们呢，要选出人来出去和亚玛力人征战。
So when the first time the Israelites was in war against the Amalekites, the Moses told them that you need to choose some of the men to go out to fight the Amalekites.
但是呢，我呢，就是摩西要拿着神给我的杖，要站在那个山顶上。
Now, I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand.
非常奇妙，每次当摩西举手的时候呢，天下以色列人就得胜。
So it's very amazing that when Moses held up his hand, the Israelites were.
摩西何时垂手的时候呢？以色列人就失败了。
Whenever Moses lowered his hand, the Amalekites were winning.
从来没有一个战争是这样的描写的。
Not even one battle in history would be described like this.
摩西举手祷告，以色列人就得胜。
When Moses held up his hand to pray, the Israelites prevailed.
摩西的手累了垂下来，以色列人就失败。
When Moses' hand was weary, and then the Israelites were losing.
所以后来这摩西的累了，他们就搬着石头让摩西坐在那里。
So when Moses' hand grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him.
然后亚伦和户尔一人站在一边，就把他的手举起来。
And Aaron and Hur held his hand up, one on one side and another.
然后以色列人就把亚玛力人打败了。
So the Israelites overcome the Amalekites.
这里要圣经让我们看见，我们胜过亚玛力人的方式是祷告。
So here the Bible clearly shows us that the way we overcome the Amalekites is to pray.
就祷告能够把神的从这个亚玛力人的手中拯救。
So only through prayer, the children of God can be saved from the hands of Amalekites.
只有当祷告足够的时候，神的百姓能够被神从亚玛力人的手中释放。
And whenever we have enough prayer, then the children of God can be released from the hands of Amalekites.
如果祷告不够的时候啊。
If we don't have enough prayer,
亚玛力人会得胜的。
Then Amalekites would prevail.
所以今天我想来问一下弟兄姊妹，今天我们和亚玛力人征战，现在是我们得胜呢，还是亚玛力人得胜？
So I want to ask brothers and sisters, as we are in the war against Amalekites, are we winning or losing?
我们仍然在一个极大的征战的当中。
We still in a great warfare.
因此我们需要有人起来为这个事情祷告。
We need somebody who can stand up and pray for this matter.
我们需要更多的人起来祷告。
We need more people to stand up and pray.
因为现在亚玛力人越来越多了。
Because there are more and more Amalekites.
我读到了资料是、啊、在那个 Pokemon Go 每一秒钟有80个。
I read information that every single second there are 80 downloads of Pokemon Go.
所以每一秒钟啊，80。
So every second there are 80 downloads of Pokemon Go.
每一秒钟有80个亚玛力人进到这个世界。
Every second there are 80 Amalekites enter into this world.
要来夺去这地上人的注意力。
To capture our attention.
今天亚玛力人越来越多。
There are more and more Amalekites today.
今天征战越来越强。
And then the war become even more severe.
所以需要更多的人愿意为这个事情祷告。
So we need more and more people are willing to pray for this thing.
特别是团体的祷告。
Particularly corporate prayer.
如果我们不在一起祷告的话。
If we don't pray together.
我们就会输给亚玛力人。
Then we're losing to Amalekites.
唯一的办法就是弟兄姊妹聚集在一起。
The only way is that we need to gather together.
那祷告是要付代价的。
So we need to pay price for the, to pray.
如果你参加周二的祷告会的话。
If you join the Sunday prayer.
周二
a prayer.
那你是要付代价的。
You need to pay price.
你要花一个晚上的时间。
You need to spend the whole night.
不做你原来所做的事情。
And then not to do the things that you used to do.
这是要代价的。
You need to pay price.
所以下礼拜二。
Next Tuesday.
你是要来祷告呢，还是要做你原来所做的事？
So you want to come over here to pray, or you want to continue to do the things that you usually do?
如果你不来祷告的话，你能做什么事呢？
So what things you can do when you not come to pray?
你可以看奥运转播。
You can watch the Olympics.
下礼拜二奥运还没有结束，你可以花那个晚上看奥运。
You can decide to spend that, the next Tuesday to watch the Olympics.
看奥运转播有价值呢，还是与亚玛力人征战有价值？
It is more valuable to watch the Olympics or toHave a war against the Amalekites, to fight with the Amalekites.
或者你不看奥运转播，你可以上网路连续剧看两个小时。
Or instead of watching the Olympics, you rather watch a TV episode for 2 hours.
你看消息看连续剧两个小时有价值呢，还是与圣徒一同与亚玛力人征战有价值？
Or it's more meaningful to spend all this time to watch the TV, to watch the episodes online, or to fight Amalekites with all the saints.
也许你用礼拜二晚上做家事情。
Or you rather to do the chores at home.
对，做家事是需要的。
Yes, it is necessary to do chores.
但是做家事重要呢？还是与亚玛力人征战重要。
Then it's more important to do the chores or to fight with Amalekites.
也许你花礼拜日晚上来计划你下一个假期。
Or you will spend a Tuesday night to plan for your next vacation.
也许你花礼拜日晚上陪孩子读书做功课。
Or to do homework with you, to help your child with homework.
或者你研究你健身之道。
Or to do some research about the health.
不管礼拜日晚上做什么。
No matter what you do,
你要想想，是那件事情重要呢，还是与亚玛力人征战重要？
You need to give a second thought that is it more important to do this or to fight with Amalekites?
在地上有哪一件事情比与亚玛力人征战更重要呢？
Is there anything that is more important than to fight with Amalekites?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要胜过亚玛力人的话，必须要起来祷告。
So brothers and sisters, in order to overcome the Amalekites, we have to rise up and pray.
我们第二，我们再从大卫的角度来看这件事情。
If we consider the things from the perspective of David,
那大卫当战胜哥利亚的时候呢，大卫有一个特点是我们可以学习的。
So when David was in a war against Goliath, there's something we can learn from David.
当以色列人看哥利亚的时候，他们看到一个巨人呐。
When Israelites saw Goliath, they saw a giant.
他们听见这个哥利亚向他们的挑战。
They heard all the challenges from God.
哥利亚说，你们找一个人跟我战斗。
And Goliath said, find a man to fight with me.
如果他将我杀死呢，我们就做你们的仆人。如果我胜过他，将他杀死呢，你们就做我的仆人。
If I kill them, then you will become our servant. If I'm killed, then we become your servants.
当以色列人看到这个巨人，又听到这个巨人所说的话，他们都惊惶害怕。
So when the Israelites saw this Goliath and heard all these words, and they're all very scared.
包括扫罗在内。
Including Saul.
因为他们看见的是所见的东西。
Because they were looking at the things that are unseen.
但是大卫来看到同样的一个人，听见同样的话。
When David looked at the same person and then heard the same words.
但是大卫看见以色列人所没有看见的。
But David saw something that the Israelites did not see.
大卫看到这个人不过是一个没有受割礼的非利士人。
And what David saw is that this person is uncircumcised, a Philistine.
他是在以色列国民之外的。
He should taught the enemies of the living. He was the outside of the children of God.
他在神所应许的诸约上是局外人。
And then he was foreigners,
并且呢,
apart from the promise of God.
活在世上是没有神没有指望的。
And then, they didn't have any hope and without God in the world.
你看大卫所看见的这些是以色列人没有看见的。
What David saw is something that Israelites did not see.
大卫又看见一件事是以色列人所没有看见的。
Another thing that David saw is something that also Israelites did not see is.
大卫看到以色列的是耶和华永生神的军队。
And David saw the people of Israel is the army of the living God.
这是神对以色列人的看法。
And this is actually the perspective of God towards
the Israelites. 这也是大卫所看见的。
Israelites. And this is exactly what David saw.
所以大卫所看见的就是耶和华所看见的。
And what David saw is exactly what our God saw.
而这是以色列人有看见的。
And this is something that Israelites did not see.
为什么大卫能够看见以色列人所看不见的事呢？
Why David was able to see the things that all the Israelites could not see?
为什么大卫能够看见扫罗所看不见的事呢？
How come David was able to see the things that the King Saul did not see?
因为大卫乃是从属天的眼光来看事情。
Because David looked at all these things from heavenly perspective.
那个在早年呢，有一个属灵人叫 F.B. Meyer。
In earlier years, there's a spiritual person called F.B. Meyer.
那这个弟兄啊，在他的书房里面，他就挂了一个牌子。
And then he hung a 牌子怎么说来着？He hung a banner. He hung a sign. He hung a sign in his study room.
他的那个牌子跟我们。弟兄姊妹家里的牌子上面写的字不一样的。
And then the words on that sign is different from the normal hand.
我们喜欢摆那个牌子说基督是我家之主。
So we like to hand a sign that say that Lord Jesus is the Lord of my house.
这位弟兄他的牌子上只有两个字。
And then there are only two words in the sign.
那两个字呢？也不是圣经上的话。
It's not something from Bible.
那两个字说的。Look down.
It only says look down.
诶，那有人看到了就问他了，他说你这两个字什么意思呢？
And then when people ask what this means,
为什么要 look down 呢？
Why you want to look down?
那 F.E. Meyer 就说了，你知道在以弗所书里面告诉我们，今天我们每一个蒙恩得救的人呢，那我们都是与耶稣基督一同复活，一同坐在天上的。
In the Ephesians, F.B. Meyer told them, in Ephesians, it mentioned that For us who were died and resurrected with the Lord, we all resurrect with the Lord and sit on the heaven.
那如果我坐在天上的话，那我看一切事情，我当然是往地上看嘛。
If we're sitting on heaven, of course, when we look at things on earth, we're looking down.
弟兄姊妹，这就是胜过亚玛利人的秘诀。
This secret to overcome the Amalekites.
我们要看一切的事物，要往下看。
When we look at all these things, we need to look down.
如果你往上看的话，那个哥利亚是非常大的。
When we look up, then the Goliath become a giant.
如果你看你的难处是往上看的话，那个难处是非常巨大的。
When you look at your difficult environment, then that situation become really big.
如果主的恩典领导你呢？把你提到那个天上去。
If the grace come, grace of the Lord come upon you and lift you up to heaven.
从天上来看你的难处啊。
Then you look all, at all these things from heaven.
非常小的。
Then it becomes so small.
不足为道的。
And then it's not even mentioned, not even worth to mention.
无论是什么难处。
No matter what kinds of difficulty.
不管是什么难处。
No matter what kinds of difficulty.
如果你能够从天来往地下看的话，
if,
都不大的。
If you look at all this difficult from the heaven down to the earth, and it counts nothing.
所以当大卫来看哥利亚的时候，当然是从天上看。
And when David looking at Goliath, of course he looking from the heaven.
哇，这个未受非利士人嘛。
And then he said, "This is just the uncircumcised Philistines."
这边是永生神的军队嘛。
And on this side is the army of the living God.
完全不同的看法。
Totally different perspective.
如果我们能够有这样的一个看见，亚玛利人不是问题的。
So if we have this perspective, then Amalekites is nothing.
这是第二，要从天属天的角度来看事物。
And this is the second point that we need to look at things from the heavenly perspective.
第三，我们如何胜过亚玛利人呢
？And the third way we overcome the Amalekites.
我们要从永世的角度来看事物。
We need to look at things from the eternal perspective.
那雅各书告诉我们呢，他说我们一般的人看事物呢，都是从今世的角度。
So James actually told us, like common people like us, we normally look at things from today, from today's perspective.
所以我们就说了，今天、明天我们要往某城里去，在那里边做买卖得利。
Then you may say that today or tomorrow we may go to such and such a city and spend a year there, then engage in business and make profit.
这叫做从今世的角度来思考事情。
This is what is called to consider things from a temporary perspective.
我们从今世的角度来思考事情，我们每一个人都认为我们会活过这一年没有问题，甚至明年也没有问题。
So if you look at things from a temporary perspective, then you believe that you can live through this year and then next year.
我们算一算呢，在美国，男子的平均寿命是76岁，女子呢是81岁。
So the average lifespan of a male is about 76, and then for female it's about 81.
然后我们总觉得我们是超过那个。平常嘛，对不对
？We always feel like we can live above all this average lifespan.
所以我们觉得我们在地上的年日呢还很长久。
We always feel like we have so many years to live.
这是今世的一个角度。
This is a temporary perspective.
雅各是说呢，我们能用这个今世的角度来生活。
So the James told us that we cannot live from this temporal perspective.
那我们要用永世的眼光啊。
Then we need to live life from the eternal perspective.
那什么叫做永世的眼光呢
？What is the eternal perspective？
雅各告诉我们了。
James told us.
其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，初见，少时就不见了。
So James told us, you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just like a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away.
这是永世的眼光。
And this is eternal perspective.
你知道七月十四号的时候
，And in July 14,
有八十几个人，八十四个人，他们在法国有名的尼斯的海边看烟火。
And there are about 84 people were watching fireworks in Nice, France.
那天晚上呢？是非常美丽的晚上。
It was a beautiful night.
他们在那里看美丽的烟火。
They were looking at watching the beautiful fireworks.
这八十四个人可能有对将来有美好的指望，美好的计划。
all these 84 people may have a very like a bright hope for the future.
但没有想到，他们当中没有一个人可以想到，他们生命就在7月14号那天结束了。
And none of them among all these 84 people would think, would expect that their life was ended at that day.
我们的生命就像云雾一样。
Our life is like a vapor.
在诗篇90篇呢，告诉我们也是从勇士的角度来看人生。
Psalm 90 also told us that we need to look at the life from the eternal perspective.
他说啊，其中所惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们就如飞而去了。
So their pride is just a labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone and we fly away.
这是勇士的眼光。
This is the eternal perspective.
我们应该用勇士的眼光来度日子。
Live a life from from the perspective eternity.
那我们是不是应该都提早跳
？Then we need to retire sooner.
哎呀，我们不知道明天会怎么样。
Because we don't know what happened tomorrow.
我们不知道明天会怎么样呢？是不是我们所有的弟兄姊妹，我们都是提早退休了
？So then we can all retire soon.
不是的。
No.
这个雅各告诉我们呢
？James told us.
我们怎么样带着一个勇士的眼光来度日子呢
？How we can live a life with this eternal perspective?
他说：“主若愿意呢，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。”
So it says that if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this and that.
这是什么意思呢
？What this means？
这个意思就是说啊，我把今年呢，我把今年当做我在地上的最后一年。
It means that I consider this year as the last year of my life.
因为我不知道有没有明年。
Because I don't know there will be a tomorrow, next year for me.
所以我必须呢，把2016年当做我世界上的最后一年。
So I must regard 2016 the last year of my life.
如果是你活在世界上的最后一年
，If this year is your last year on this earth，
你还会每天晚上花时间看新闻、看电视剧吗
？We do still spend all this night to watch the news and TVs.
如果主愿意的话
，If Lord is willing，
给我们明年。
And Lord will give us next year.
我们就把明年当作我们人生的最后一年。
Then the next year will become our last year of our life.
这个叫做由勇士的一个角度来度地上的年日。
So this is what is called to spend our life with the eternal perspective.
每一年我们在地上要把这一年当作我们在地上的最后一年。
We just regard every year as the last year of our life.
如果主愿意
，If Lord wills，
给我们另外一年
，Give us a next year，
我们再把那一年当做我们在地上的最后一年。
Then we regard next year as the last year of our life.
我们有这个勇士的角度来过日子。
If we live our life with this eternal perspective，
我们夫妻的关系会改变。
Marital relationship will be improved.
我们家庭生活会改变。
Our family life will be improved.
我们属灵的生活会改变。
Our spiritual life will be changed.
因为我们有一个勇士的一个眼光。
Because we have this eternal perspective.
许多暂时的事情都不重要了。
And all these temporary things are no longer counts.
如果我只有一年，我只有一年在这个地上。
If I only have one year on this earth.
很多暂时的地上暂时的事都不重要了。
So all these temporary things on earth are not important.
许多看不见的事情都重要起来了。
So all the things that are not seen become so important.
所以保罗就是这样的一个人。
Paul is like this person.
如果你读新约圣经，读保罗的生活，保罗就是这样的一个人。
So if you read the life of Paul in New Testament, and you discover Paul is like this person.
保罗活在地上，每一天好像他生命的最后一天。
And when Paul lived life on earth, he regard every day as like the last day.On this earth.
所以他说我只有一件事。
And that's why he said I only have one thing.
背后努力面前。
Forgetting what lies behind.
千万不要赶直跑。
Forward to what lies ahead and press on towards the goal.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们好多事情啊。
We have so many things.
我们很多很多很多事情啊。
We have so many things.
为什么我们很多很多事情呢
？Why we have so many things?
因为我们没有活在那个勇士的那个眼光里面。
Because we're not living in this eternal perspective.
如果我们活在这个勇士的这个眼光当中的话，我们也会只有一件事情。
If we live a life in this eternal perspective, we only thing left for us.
从那个勇士的眼光来看，保罗说只有一件事，就是向着标杆直跑。
So if you look at things from an eternal perspective, there is only one thing, that is press on towards the goal.
如果今天我们活在地上有这样的眼光，
if we live a life with such an eternal perspective,
我们也会只有一件事。
And then there is only one thing for us as well.
凡是活在勇士眼光的人，他们的生活里面有一件事。
Whoever live a life in this eternal perspective, then there is one thing for him.
大卫说他也只有一。
And David also has only one thing.
他说呢，要住在耶和华的殿中，来瞻仰他的荣美，这也是他的那一件事。
And then for David, the only thing is that he dwell in the house of the Lord and behold his beauty.
大卫身为以色列 的君王，他当然有很多的事呢。
As a king of Israel, he of course he got so many things.
对，大卫说他只有一件事。
But David said he had only one thing.
这一件事重要的。
Only one thing matters.
就是住在耶和华的殿中，来瞻仰他的荣美。
Is to dwell in the house of the Lord to behold his beauty.
玛利亚也只有一件事啊。
Mary also has only one thing.
玛利亚她说她只有一件事。
Mary said she had only one thing.
就是坐在耶稣基督的脚前。
It is sitting before the feet of the Lord Jesus.
你看，玛利亚是一个很平常的一个人。
Mary is a very normal, common person.
大卫是以色列人的君王。
David is the king of Israel.
但这两个人都只有一件事。
But those two people had only one thing common.
因为在勇士的这个眼光的里面。
Because they live in the eternal perspective.
感谢主哈，这是非常荣耀得蒙恩典的一件事情。
We thank Lord, this is such a glorious thing that can receive blessing.
当我们能够得到这样的一个眼光，
If we may gain this perspective,
当我们活在这个勇士的这个亮光的里面，
If we may live in this light of eternity,
突然之间事情非常清楚，
Then all of a sudden, everything becomes so clear.
什么是暂时的？
What is temporal?
什么是永远的？
What is eternal?
什么是卑贱的？
What is low?
什么是荣耀的？
And what is glory?
清清楚楚。
It's very clear.
那个时候你就知道你也只有一件事。
At that time, you would know you only have one thing.
要不然我们很麻烦。
Then it will become so troublesome.
我们活在地上非常非常麻烦。
It's so troublesome to live on this earth.
因为有太多的事情了。
Because there are so many things.
都很重要。
And they all seem very important.
没有一件事情放得下。
None of them can be laid down.
因此我们在地上就劳苦愁烦了。
Then we labor and sorrow.
因为太多的事压在我们的身上。
Because there are so many things upon our shoulder.
那就是亚玛力人在我们身上所做的工作。
This is the work of the Amalekites.
弟兄姊妹，今天早晨盼望我们能够认识我们的敌人是谁。
And then this morning I desire that all of us may come to know who are our enemies.
亚玛力人是我们世世代代的敌人。
Amalekites are the enemies of our enemies from generation to generation.
我们必须要认识我们的敌人。
We must know our enemy.
我们的敌人不是我们的配偶。
Our enemy is not our spouse.
我们的敌人也不是我们今天的这个经济的环境。
Our enemy is not the economy.
我们的敌人是亚玛力人。
Our enemy is Amalekites.
他的目的是把我们都变成以扫。
The goal of the Amalekites turn all of us to Esau.
他让每一个神的儿女都变成以扫。
Every single child of God will become an Esau.
为了那暂时的需要，忽略了永远的需要。
There's a temporal need, then we neglect eternal blessing.
因此，他把需要摆在我们的面前。
Then Amalekites will place all these needs in front of us.
我们看不见，看不清楚。
We couldn't see clearly.
我们分不出来。
We cannot discern.
我们看不见这是暂时的。
We couldn't tell that this is a temporal.
因此我们把注意力都摆在这些事情上。
Then we focus all our attention on these things.
忽略了永远的需要。
Then we neglect all the eternal blessing.
弟兄姊妹，要从这样的光景里面被转过来，需要众圣徒的祷告。
So we need a corporate prayer if we want to turn from all this environment.
只有足够的祷告，能够把神的百姓从亚玛力人的手中拯救出来。
So only the prayer, all the enough corporate prayer can save all the saints from the hands of the Amalekites.
如果众圣徒都看见这件事情，
if all the saints are able to see this thing,
都起来祷告，
to rise up and pray,
一起来征战，
and to fight.
我们自己会改变的。
Then we will be changed.
绝对会改变的。
And we'll definitely be changed.
如果你起来与神祷告，马上事情就清楚了。
If you rise up at night with all the saints and everything becomes so clear.
从前分不出来的，现在就分出来了。
Then the things that you cannot discern, then now you can discern.
不但自己改变，聚会也会改变的。
Not only you yourself is changed, then the whole assembly will be changed.
祷告在那里充足的时候。亚玛利人就失败了。
When the prayer is abundant, the Amalekites were losing.
与亚玛利人征战是教会极重要的一个服事。
So to fight with Amalekites is a very important service.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天对大家有一个呼召。
I have this calling to all the brothers and sisters.
起来祷告。
Rise up and pray.
起来参加礼拜二的祷告会。
And join the Tuesday prayer meeting.
与众圣徒一同来征战。
To fight with all the saints.
好像我们从这个亚玛利人的这压制里面能够释放出来。
So we may be released from the oppression of the Amalekites.
另外我们要从那个属天的那个来看事情。
And then in addition, we also need to look at all things from a heavenly perspective.
弟兄姊妹，当我们祷告的时候，当我们与众圣徒祷告的时候，神圣灵就会把我们提起来。
So as we pray with all the saints, the Holy Spirit will lift us up.
因为我们这些人如果不被神提起来的话，我们看周围这些难处都很大。
If we are not able to be lifted up, then when we look at things, these things will become so great.
每一个困难都像哥利亚一样。
So every single difficulty is like a Goliath.
我们感觉许多事情我们好像无能为力啊。
So we have no strength to deal with all the things.
因为我们从下往上看。
Because we look at things from down to up.
但是我们与众圣徒一起祷告的时候。
So as we pray together.
圣灵把我们提起来了。
The Holy Spirit will lift us up.
提到天上去了。
To heaven.
然后从天上再来看这个事。
Then if we look at things from heaven.
完全不一样。
It's totally different.
这个时候我们的祷告才能够达到主的面前。
Then when we pray.Then our prayer comes to the Lord.
我们要从永世的角度来看。
And we need to also look from the eternal perspective.
我们在地上不多了。
We have a few days left.
弟兄姊妹，我大学的同学有好几个已经不在了。
And my college mate, some of my college mates were already gone.
我不知道你有没有这样，你有没有大学的同学已经不在的？
I'm not sure if you have the same, like a college mate that already died.
我相信很多人都有哈，虽然你们都还很年轻。
Maybe, perhaps you are young, but still there might be a college mate that already died.
所以我们在地上的年日是很短暂的。
We have really less time on earth.
所以我们要从永世的那个眼光来看事物。
Therefore, we must look at things from the eternal perspective.
当我们从永世的眼光来看事物的时候，
When we look at things from the eternal perspective,
我们才能够明白保罗在写什么。
So then we may understand what Paul means.
很多时候我们不明白保罗在写什么。
Oftentimes we couldn't understand what Paul means.
从前有益的，都看成有损的。
And then the things that was said to me, now I regard as rubbish.
我们这里啊，心里根本不明白。
We have this head, but our heart really couldn't understand.
除非你活在这个永世的眼光里面。
Unless you live in this eternal perspective,
你把今年当作你人生的最后一年。
Unless you consider this year as your last year,
从前与你有益的，现在都与你有损。
And all things that was benefit to you, now you regard as rubbish.
如果你有这样的眼光呢，你读大卫的诗，你就明白为什么他那样写。
So when you have a look at things from this perspective, then you understand what David said.
要不然我们不明白大卫的。
Then otherwise we couldn't understand.
我们只觉得他的诗很优美。
We just feel like all the psalms David wrote is very beautiful.
但是你没有办法进入大卫的感觉。
But you couldn't understand. You couldn't enter into the feeling of David.
直到有一天你活在那个永世的眼光的里面。
And then until one day you live.In this eternal
presence. 在你的心中也只有一件事。
And there's only one thing in your heart.
那时候你读大卫的诗篇，进入他的感觉。
Now, if you read the Psalms of David, then you can enter feeling of David.
弟兄，我们都慕玛利亚。
Then we all admire Mary.
主耶稣说，传福音无论到哪个地方，都要讲玛利亚的事。
So this must be talked everywhere when you preach the gospel.
但是你进入玛利亚的感觉了没有呢？
So.Do you really enter into the feeling of Mary?
如果你活在永世的这个眼光的里面，
If you live in a perspective of eternity,
玛利亚知道那一天呢、啊， 那天啊，是她最后一次机会，能够有机会坐在主的脚前。
Mary knew that day was the last chance for her to sit at the feet of the Lord.
因此，她把那件事情当做她最重要的一件事。
Therefore, she thinks that that thing is the single most important thing for her.
她活在永世的眼光里面。
Because she lives in an eternal perspective.
因此，只有一件事。
Therefore, there's only one thing.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother, sister.
这叫我们胜过亚玛力人。
That's how we can overcome the Amalekites.
不是知识道理能够让我们胜过亚玛力人。
It's not all this knowledge and doctrine enable us to overcome the Amalekites.
而是我们与众圣徒在一起祷告。
And instead, we pray with all the saints.
让圣灵我们众人提到基督的台前。
To allow the Holy Spirit to lift us as up before Lord Jesus.
然后我们从属天的眼光来看这些事物。
Then we can look at all these things from the heavenly perspective.
然后我们从永世的眼光来活在这个地上。
Then we can live life in the eternal perspective.
我们一定能够胜过亚玛力人。
Then we will surely overcome Amalek.
神能够改变我们现在的光景。
God would change our situation.
所有的难处都不是难处。
And all these things will not be a thing.
因为我们的敌人是亚玛力人。
Because our enemy is Amalekites.
所以但愿早晨我们能够借着主的话能够认识我们的敌人。
I hope through the words of God we may come to know our enemy.
并且我们愿意起来把我们自己摆在那个祷告的事情上。
And we also have this desire to rise up and place ourselves in this matter.
好叫教会整体能够来胜过亚玛力人。
So as a church as a whole to overcome Amalekites.
我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
主我们感谢你
we thank you and praise you
我们感谢你主的话是非常清楚
The words are very clear here
让我们看见今天我们的敌人
You show us